I was doing some cardio, and what I like to do.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means that we'll have the Blueprint Power Hour in just a moment with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Pat Sullivan to talk about his company, Jigsaw Health. They're a new sponsor, and they're a sponsor because they have a product that I really, really believe in, and that's an electrolyte product. Those of us who drink a lot of water are really missing an opportunity, and we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But without further ado, we roll his music. Why do I do that?
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Oh, Coach is doing real well today. I worked legs incredibly hard yesterday, and as I sit here now, I feel fresh as a daisy. I feel like I could do it again.
I trained legs today, but today was a high-volume, moderate weight day.
Yep.
I like those days. It's almost like being off.
Yeah, I know it.
So what's new with you? What's going on at CoachRobRegish.com?
Well, two big things. There are just 11 days left to get the deepest discount ever on Synthogen X2 at Synthogen.com. That's SYNTHAGEN.com. You want to use discount code SHR21 for a whopping 21% off. That goes for single bottles, twin packs, and cases of four. It'll make a nice Christmas gift to yourself, and let's face it, you need to take care of number one. In other news, you can still grab a free copy of my new ebook at fastmusclebook.com. Comes with not one, not two, but three free bonuses. And I want to give a shout out to Sean Knirschfield. Sean, some time ago, informed me that he had achieved one of his long-term goals, which is a strict standing military press with 225 pounds. He does not even weigh 200 pounds. I just wanted to acknowledge the hard work.
Yeah, that's awesome. There's a lot of people in our audience that probably could get some acknowledgement from time to time. We should probably do that at some point.
Yeah, well, we do have plans to do that early next year.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. So anyway, let's get right to the first question. The first question comes from Hank Scheller. He says, "Hey, Rob and Carl, huge fan here ever since I discovered the show a few years ago. If fasting increases growth hormone, does that mean it's okay not to eat after training? If I train fasted at 6 a.m., then don't eat until 10 a.m., will the elevated GH prevent catabolism of my muscles? Also, how quickly can a person's body switch from being catabolic, parenthetically losing fat, to anabolic, parenthetically gaining muscle? By the way, those tissues are not mutually exclusive to the catabolic and anabolic effects. Can a person switch from one state to the other within 12 or 24 hours? It could happen moment to moment. And finally, is there a caloric threshold at which a fast is broken and its beneficial effects end, or does the consumption of even a single calorie derail the fast and squelch the beneficial effects? Thanks for your insights. Formerly from Rego Park. My sister lived in Rego Park, now living in Forest Hills. I used to hang out in Forest Hills Park. I used to run there. I did a lot of nefarious things there. It's a beautiful area of Queens, really beautiful.
Okay, Hank asked me this question way back in September. I couldn't remember if I answered it, but I'm going to answer it here. So let me take these one by one. I would not give up the anabolic window just to fast till 10 a.m. It is well established that there's around a two-hour period where after a workout where the muscles are much, much more receptive to carbs, protein, et cetera, such that they're like a sponge. Now, you may get a higher GH surge by fasting until 10, and it may even be anti-catabolic, right? Prevent muscle loss. But are you trying not to lose muscle or gain it? You know, a good defense is a strong offense in my book, and that means eating after training. It's my opinion that, yes, a person can switch from being catabolic to anabolic. If that wasn't true, the people we liberated from concentration camps in the World War II couldn't eat their way back to health. The fact is, they did. Extreme example, but you get my point. Further, I absolutely believe you can switch from a catabolic state to an anabolic state within hours, perhaps even sooner. So let's think about this. We take the example of an extremely depleted catabolic state you can reach if you fast too long or fast too long and exercise. I have a 45-minute ride to and from one of the gyms I belong to. After training someone on Friday night, after not eating all day, I commence 30 minutes of HIIT cardio, and after that 45-minute bike ride, I go back home. When I get out of my car just recently, my legs seize up. You know, and honest to God, it took several attempts to get out of the car. A little concerning, to say the least. I tried to walk to the door, and my legs were shaking like someone with Parkinson's. All of that disappeared after eating a good meal, and 2 hours later, I downed a Thrive and coconut, or an hour later, I downed a Thrive and coconut milk and a handful of almonds right before bed. The moral of the story is this. Don't take it to the point of you know, where your legs are shaking and you're having trouble making voluntary contractions. But even if you do, you can turn it around in about an hour by eating. And I like your electrolyte deal there that you were talking about. Some other time we should discuss it. Finally, during the day, it doesn't necessarily have to be a pure water fast. You can have small amounts of nuts, mixed berries, or vegetables while fasting and still get the diet's benefits. The key is not consuming anything that releases insulin. So by, you know, mixed nuts, berries, keep it under 300 calories. 300 calories or under, you should be fine. Appreciate the question.
And that's concurred by Adele Moussa. I think Adele wrote a paper on intermittent fasting and said as long as you stay under 600 calories, that yeah. you won't but 300 obviously is even better, quite frankly. Yeah. And then also you should look to the research by Dr. Stu Phillips up at McMaster's University in Canada for fasting and training and catabolism. Just remember that the anabolic response doesn't just build muscle, it builds fat too. And the catabolic response doesn't just burn muscle or fat. It burns both. So, you know, when we talk about catabolic, you know, eating fat and muscle building, they're not mutually exclusive situations. All right, Jamie Farrell says, listened with great interest last week about Kratom. Anything new this week, or do you have any further insights?
Yeah, I just checked the news wires. The ball is still in the DEA's court, but we have some promising info that's come to light. First, you should know the DEA received 23,000 comments online, including one of mine, subsequent to their opening up of this public comment period. You know, I'm proud to say I was one of them, and my subscribers were heavily involved, too. The magnitude of these responses apparently shocked the DEA, FDA, and a few other three-letter agencies in the federal government. In the words of one, quote, "I've never seen such a thing." I think that gentleman was in the DEA. Second, the DEA will receive analysis from the FDA, which will assess the drug based on eight factors. The DEA says the decision will be largely dependent on that analysis. As I detailed last week, that same eight-factor analysis was heavily in favor of keeping Kratom legal. And, in fact, the person performing it came out and said just that, you know, keep it legal. having seen most of these comments, I can tell you where Kratom's value, you know, real value lies, and likely why the DEA went after it in the first place. A huge number of people with prescription painkillers and opioid addictions depend on Kratom to come off. Most of them said something to the effect of, it gave me my life back. It more importantly, it gives them the get up and go to do things, to go out, like find a job, grocery shop, take care of themselves. You know, where the opioids, they're saying, I just want to curl up on the couch. Secondly, a very large percentage of those commenting on these boards that I'm reading are soldiers coming back from Afghanistan, coming back from Iraq and elsewhere with these god-awful injuries, and more commonly, PTSD from what they saw and experienced over there. Most of these guys and gals were addicted to painkillers their doctors got them on. You know, got them hooked on, and Kratom gave them a way to kick the habit. So, not just kick the habit, but it gives them energy to be productive. When you add it all up, it becomes crystal clear that Kratom is safe and effective for relieving depression, treating pain, and giving people that certain something to be productive. Now, how the DEA can schedule it now, right now, based on those facts, to me, it's inconceivable. But consider the people we're dealing with here. They've done stupid things before, and I wouldn't put it past them to do it again. So keep your fingers crossed. I'll keep monitoring the situation. My subscribers will make sure we'll be way ahead of the curve on whatever happens.
It's sad because, you know, CBD oil is now going to be scheduled next year.
Yeah,
so two things that clearly have taken a lot of business from the opioid market.
Huge.
It's very transparent what's taking place here. It really, really is. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more questions. Meantime, visit CoachRobRegish.com. We'll be right back.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carb
B-G-U-I-D-E.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back.
Just bust the mold.
So the next question. Gerald Lawless says, whatever became of your pre-workout supplement? It's working.
I had formulated this pre-workout, and it was designed with one goal. Magnify the signal, right, for muscle to grow. Overload. Allows you to lift heavier. However, it did that without frying your central nervous system. And instead, it worked mainly on your brain. The product was farmed out to a dozen or so testers for feedback. And that feedback came rolling in. It's pretty much all in now. So here's what I found. Women absolutely loved it. 5-star reviews all around. I quickly got emails back like, how soon can I buy it? How much does it cost? Except Michelle Hebert was one such tester. And she's no noob when it comes to pre-workouts. Of the remaining 9 guys, 3 of them liked it. 3 of them asked for more of a kick. And believe it or not, 3 never provided their feedback at all. So I had to go and hunt them down. Their feedback was they liked it, but they weren't blown away by it.
Well, they should have said that instead of not responding at all, you know?
No. You know, overall, they liked it. However, like isn't being blown away, as they get all the time with Synthogen.
Right.
So it's back to the drawing board for a minor tweak. This is why you test products before you roll them out. The only thing I want is incredible, this is awesome, what's really in it, that sort of thing. It seems that people have become so accustomed to strong central nervous system activation from these hyper-caffeinated products, anything less is perceived as weak. Now, that really isn't the case, but I can't escape the fact that my pre-workout, as it stands today, would not be universally embraced. So, look, I can't impose my views on the marketplace. You know, that's foolish. The product will have to sell by word of mouth, as I do very little advertising and live and die on repeat buys. It has been reformulated. It is out to the lab now for quotes. I'm going to do a similar thing. When I get samples back, I'll send them out to the Blueprint Army and then discuss as much of it as I can here. I don't know. You know, it's a tough call. I thought it was a really sharp form.
I liked it. I liked it. You know, so Rick and Ryan Pack visited us over the holiday, Thanksgiving holiday, and yep. I gave him two caps because I had two left over. Did he ever reach out to you?
Who is it again?
Rick Pack?
I'll have to go back and look. I'm not sure.
I just gave him two, and he said, should I get in touch with Rob and let him know? I said, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? My guys, I told them, I said, look, I've always been straight with you. I just want you to be straight with me. And that's the feedback I got. So right. we'll see.
Stan Lane says, I'm a new listener and love your show. I wanted to know how the small dose of essential amino acids and Synthogen goes about recovering you so fast. All the studies I've seen cite a minimum of 12-gram doses, and by reverse engineering your label, there isn't close to 12 grams in there. With all due respect, what gives?
Well, Stan's right, at least insofar as the essential aminos go in Synthogen. I have personally used 30 grams of EAAs, 10 pre-workout, 10 halfway through, and 10 immediately after, and it still isn't even close. So the question is, how does Synthogen do it? All right, I am told this explains it best. First, I have stated over and over how it is the ratio of EAAs that I hit on that are the biggest part of it. Now, I understand if people are skeptical, but if what I'm saying wasn't true, why is it working so well? You know, why does such a minuscule dose outperform multiple grams of essential aminos? It's the ratio, and I've been saying that all along. So, tissue repair being accomplished, we turn our attention to reason number two, replenishing cellular energy. Now, most will probably refer to ATP as the muscle cell's primary energy compound, and rightfully so. It's used for everything from contracting your muscles to blinking your eyes. The most obvious solution there is creatine, right? Creatine builds ATP. It goes to ADP, back to ATP. Yet, Synthogen doesn't have any creatine in it. Instead, we elevate ATP levels through no less than four separate mechanisms. Orotic acid maximizes ATP three different ways. And directly, we use a peak ATP, which continues to pile up some impressive research in the literature. Now, ultra-high levels of carnosine and nucleotide pools are other mechanisms, largely ignored in other formulas, you know, especially the nucleotide pools. I hear nobody talking about that. Although it contains beta-alanine, Synthogen doesn't rely on it to top off carnosine levels. That's not why it's in there. Our friend orotic acid does that. So why is it in there? Beta-alanine is a powerful driver of protein synthesis, a fact totally overlooked in other formulas. Nucleotide pools are, again, orotic acid's bailiwick, and none of this happens without the spark of magnesium, which is why we use very high bioavailable magnesium aspirate. A couple other angles. TMG, trimethylglycine, is likewise a linchpin. I consider it a linchpin ingredient. Why? It cuts cortisol almost in half during training, along with an improved body composition over time, right? They use that as an additive to feed in farm animals to improve their muscle-to-fat ratio. methyl donor, TMG's other function, of course, is as a methyl donor, completely overlooked, except here on SHR. I stole that idea from one of your shows and decided to lay Synthogen with it, and right. I'm glad I did. Last but not least, we get to reponticum carthamoids extract, which we believe...
That's where the magic is.
Well, you know what? We continue to believe it is the key active ingredient. All this talk about protein synthesis, nucleotide pools, replenishing cellular energy, you can magnify all of that with one compound, reponticum. It does all of that, and magnificently so. We, in X2, in Synthogen X2, we doubled levels of it, which were already extremely high, and you can really feel the difference. Finally, I listened to the words of George Cardis. He posted this on my Facebook page. He said, "Forever, for whoever hasn't experienced the effects of X2, it is like nothing you have ever tried before. You wake up the day after a brutal training session, like I did today, and you feel ready to do it all over again." That's honestly how you feel.
And I'm going to tell you something. Everybody thinks that this is, you need all this EAAs to trigger mTOR. Listen, this fatigue that we're talking about, or the mitigation of the fatigue from a heavy workout, folks, this is not taking place in your muscles. This is taking place in your brain. People don't get this. The brain is what your muscles can go for days longer than your brain lets them go. Anybody who's ever seen any of the research done in kinesiology labs where they use that little magnet thing to put on somebody's head and all of a sudden they can do more reps and they don't understand why. Look, fatigue it originates in the brain. The governor to you unleashing your strength is in your brain. This supplement just has to affect your brain. It doesn't have to affect all your muscles. The brain affects all the muscles.
It is as comprehensive a formula as you find. 16 different ingredients. You don't need to take anything with it.
Yeah.
Just deliver the goods in the gym.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we have a question from Levi Thornton. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Synthogen X2. It's the legit thing to do if you want to gain more strength and more muscle. Check it out. I challenge you. I'll put you on the show if you don't like it. Try it. We'll be right back.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powder form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Now, at the deepest discount ever, Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. You get a whopping 21% off single bottles, twin packs, and cases of four. What's being hailed as the single best product people have ever used. This isn't a product to take and say, yeah, I think it's working. Using it before and after just one workout will shock you. This is a game changer for recovery. Visit Synthogen, SYNTHAGEN.com, and use code SHR21, that's SHR21, to experience steroid-like recovery without actually taking steroids.
My name's on that claim, so yeah. Anybody that doesn't get that result, I want to hear about it.
Levi Thornton says, where do you stand on training volume? I'm trying to add muscle, and I know you preach intensity and gradually training less and less frequently.
Partially correct, but one point here I'd like to make. Levi has correctly identified at least one of the three fundamentals as intensity, volume, and frequency. If you're not getting stronger or otherwise making progress, you can usually find the answer in one of those three: intensity, volume, frequency. I do preach high intensity, but it has to be better defined, right? HIIT or Mike Mentzer's one set to absolute muscular failure, it's not really the best one to use. There exists a certain amount of mechanical volume needed for muscle growth, and one set, in my opinion, isn't enough. Instead, I like to peak what I call alpha or one rep max strength along with beta strength, or, you know, the total volume, total tonnage done per unit of time. Either of these, and certainly both, will see the stresses on your body accelerating rapidly. And the reason for that is that as you lift more weight for more reps, the stresses increase exponentially. It therefore follows that your body needs more time between workouts to supercompensate and grow bigger and stronger, right? So, yes, less frequent workouts. Which brings us to volume. I stated before how a certain amount of mechanical work is needed for max muscle growth. It's my opinion that that's anywhere between 3 and 5 sets for most guys. Some can handle more, some less, but 3 and 5. Rarely, I think, does it exceed 5 if you're really working hard. And the best evidence I can offer with respect to that answer is Bill Starr's classic 5 sets of 5. You know, anyone can gain for a long time on that. And the balance between lifting heavy weights, you know, or for 25 total reps in your big barbell lifts has been proven over and over for decades. Finally, you can do it in 3 sets insofar as triple drops, which themselves illustrate you cannot knock off all the motor pools in just 1 set, right? So to perform these, select a heavy enough weight to get between 4 and 6 reps on your first set. Then you immediately lower the weight and find yourself within 1 rep shy of failure in the 6 to 10 rep range. And then finally 1 more drop until you rep out with something, call it something over 10 reps. You know, presto, you have now fully exhausted the muscle, at least with conventional techniques. You've lifted heavy weights, light weights, and in between. And you've also increased the time under tension such that it maximizes muscle growth. In practice, it takes something north of a full minute to perform, right, 1 triple drop for most people, give or take. Whereas it takes between 5 and 20 seconds for your average power set. That longer time period, time under tension, has been associated with much greater muscle growth. You know, I say if you can do it, do triple drops. You can train and gain for a long time.
And anything that adds volume. So if a superset is 2 movements and a giant set is 3, what is 4?
I don't know, a quadra?
A super giant? I've now moved to 4 movements, 5 rounds of 4 movements, and I got to tell you, man, you want to talk about pump and burn, and you want to talk about volume, even if you just do 10 reps, that's 40 friggin' reps back-to-back.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people need to start thinking more about your first movement can be ultra-heavy, and the last 2 or 3 can be lighter and lighter, and you get your volume and your heavy work at the same time. Think about it. Rick Martell says, what should I be on the lookout for when doing cardio? I mean, I know high-intensity interval training is preferred, but anything else? It feels like I'm missing something.
There is more, lots more to consider when devising a good cardio workout that complements your weight training. Before I get into that, though, let's briefly discuss why you'd want to do cardio at all. You know, the first 20 years of my training, I turned my nose up at cardio, thinking nobody ever got huge jogging. And while that's true, it neglects the many other forms of cardio and their benefits, especially for those looking to bulk up. Now, you would think the two would be diametrically opposed. Far from it, because one can't be done successfully without the other, or at least to the same degree. So let me ask you, would it be wise for anyone to gain 20, 30, or more pounds without prepping their heart and lungs to carry that around? You know, of course not. If you're over 40 and doing that, you're really playing with fire. High-intensity interval training is a great technique, right? Sprint for 10 seconds, coast for 50. But just like high-intensity weight training, you can't do it all the time. So low-intensity steady-state work can be rotated in periodically when you need a mental and physical break. But beyond this, there are things like sled work that are instrumental in getting bigger and stronger because they bring the added dimension of pushing and pulling weights to the table. So I think I've talked about this before. I've got 2 sled workouts, 1 light day, 1 heavy. You know, on the lighter day, I'm putting 200 pounds on there and sprinting, I don't know how long it is, 150 feet. I sprint until I can sprint no more. You know, it takes me not long, you know, anywhere between 1 and 2 minutes, and it leaves me gasping for air. Heavy day, I'm currently pushing and pulling around 350 for 7 trips, building up to 10, you know, the goal. There's no way I'm going to sprint with that amount of weight, though. It's a long, slow, painful trip up and back that takes between, you know, 5 and 6 minutes to complete. So these latter forms of cardio are much better conditioning work for, say, you know, a real-world fight where you're going to be wrestling around with somebody, sometimes bigger than you, for at least a few minutes. And few of these street altercations go beyond a few minutes. So, you know, that's what I focus on. And when I'm done with that, now I'll go do my high-intensity interval training. Because it takes more work than just that, just sprinting with the sled, to keep the heart and lungs in tip-top shape. So those are some ideas for your cardio, Rick. Sprinting, if you can do it, is probably the best cardio for getting cut. You know, I wish I had more time to cover it, but look at a sprinter's body versus a long-distance runner. World of difference. The sprinter does a huge, you know, a great amount of high-intensity work in a very short period, very short time period. The jogger, low-intensity, steady state over hours in some cases. The practical effect, long-distance runners look like concentration camp victims. Sprinters look like bodybuilders.
Yep.
It's simply a function of the training.
And get a load of this. I was off the air yesterday because I went up to see Dr. Matt Andrew yesterday. When I was in Las Vegas, I was telling Matt about the pain in my feet. I have horrible, horrible pain in my feet. It's become a problem over the course of the past year. I've told people on the air I've developed some autoimmune-like problems, and they are maybe even kind of like myalgias. And so the nerves in my feet are so activated all the time. They're like being attacked, and they've actually become inflamed. And so my feet hurt so bad. Like, the idea of sprinting, I can't even think about that. So I went up to see Matt yesterday, and he said, look, I normally wouldn't do cortisone shots for anybody like you because, you know, if you do a cortisone shot to a soft tissue injury, you're just going to make it worse. He said, but this is different. He said, these nerves are inflamed. You're not doing any damage to them. They're just sending a signal to your brain that there's something wrong. So he gave me cortisone shots yesterday, and I drove home. He told me that it'll last for 4 months, and it's going to actually get better and better as the weeks go on.
Cool.
I sprinted yesterday on the front lawn racing Elisa to the mailbox. I haven't sprinted in over a year because my feet have been bothering me so bad. They hurt me so bad. The pain level is as 10 all the time. I sprinted yesterday. So all I keep thinking about now is I'm going to start doing a lot of cardio again. I've been missing my cardio. I haven't been doing it because my feet hurt so bad.
Man, sprints will do as much to build a body, reshape a body, whatever you want to call it, as just about any other exercise.
And I love to sprint. I'd rather sprint and then walk and then sprint and then walk. And I sprint on the balls of my feet. I don't sprint heel, toe. I sprint like a panther. And I am so fast for a 240-pound guy. It's unbelievable.
I'm the same thing. I just can't run distance for Jack.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm just excited to be able to start sprinting again. I thank God bless. You know, I don't believe in God. Everybody knows that. But if there is a God, God bless Dr. Matt Andrew. Because the guy, I came home yesterday, I was texting him like a new schoolgirl. I was like, I just sprinted. I just effing sprinted. Do you believe that? It's going to be a great Christmas. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day.
Coupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Got to give a shout out to Ron Rossi. He sent a picture to me the other day. I forwarded it on to Rob. And it's pictures of multiple jars of Mass Pro Synthogen X2 and Thrive Advanced Protein Powder on his table. He had just gotten a huge shipment of both, and he was so proud that he sent us a picture of that. He tells me, man, the guy travels for business a lot. He gets into the gym. He trains hard. And he said those two supplements, they do it for him. That's it. I mean, he could live without everything else, he said.
I was going to say, Ron is one guy who is not going to be sore anytime soon.
No. In fact, he gave me a brainstorm. In 2007, we need to team up. We need to bundle the products because they work so well together.
Yep.
So we'll talk about that in 2017. All right, so what is the blueprint tip of the day, brother?
The tip of the day is pre-workouts. Then versus now. So a lot of people want to believe pre-workouts are better today than they've ever been. But is that really the case? In order to find out, we're going to get in the time machine and go back to when the original quote-unquote pre-workout came of age. The year is 1989, and a small but edgy company at the time called AST Research starts placing ads in magazines for something called Dimetadrine 25. Now, I'll never forget where and when I saw it, but the ad copy made some bold claims, stuff like instant gain anywhere between 5 and 15% greater strength moments after your first dose. Now, for context, you had to understand the times. There was nothing on the market that worked up to this point. So certainly not like what these guys were claiming. Still, the asking price was very reasonable, so I mailed my order in, yes, snail mail, and I included a money order for, now that I think about it, I think the asking price was $15.95 for 100 tabs. From the very first dose, I thought I had found my nirvana. The product was crazy strong, ephedrine hydrochloride. It made me borderline happy for the first time in my life. I really could train heavier, and I mean, you know, a lot heavier. And it seemed to help with fat loss. Along comes, in 1993, a budding young entrepreneur named Bill Phillips. And he had my name on his mailing list. So he sent me a copy of the Natural Supplement Review. And in it, he gave this ECA stack 5 stars. You know, I had already put those two together, ephedrine and caffeine. The A was for aspirin. That later got dropped, at least in most formulas. But needless to say, ephedrine, caffeine is like peanut butter and jelly. Shortly afterwards, Dan Duchesne introduced his ultimate orange to the world of sports nutrition. And it boasted healthy levels of both herbal caffeine and ephedra, to be exact, mahuang, but also something called quadricarb, and even a small amount of the then new whey protein. It was and remains, in my opinion, the most well-thought-out pre-workout ever to hit the market because it had real nutrition behind it, right? It didn't just, you know, get you all jacked up. This was the pinnacle. Pre-workouts would never be better. In fact, they were about to tank precipitously. Now, with ephedra gone, the first thing that happened was these companies really jacked up the levels of caffeine. I'm looking right now at one product with 550 milligrams. Yes, 550 milligrams. We did eventually, after many, many years, have something very similar to ephedrine in DMAA, but then we lost it. However, if you're really into researching and you look real hard, there are a few products that still use it. But it's in the courts. It's a lawsuit against the FDA to keep it legal. And you know how that usually goes. Things get worse. You'll see all sorts of things tagging along with super high caffeine levels. Stuff like creatine, beta-alanine, Yohimbe, nitric oxide enhancers, and many others. I have to wonder who formulates this garbage or what they're smoking. Caffeine, for example, completely negates creatine's effects. The study's out there. It's not hard to find. Strong vasoconstrictors like DHMA and DMAA work against nitric oxide ingredients. And it goes on and on and on. It is enough to make me bang my head on the wall. I hope people stop to think for a minute. If all these pre-workouts are so great, and they scream to the heavens that they are, where is all the muscle to show for it? I mean, come on. It's to the point most people can't train without them. I see no additional muscle from these products. In some cases, quite the opposite. Bunch of skinny kids with an ever so slight amount of muscle on their frames. No doubt, in large part, due to sky-high cortisol levels as a result of such strong stimulants. This is an appeal on my part to dial back the stimulant effect, and not just because I'm working on a product of that type. I'm not saying you got to dial it back all the way, but, you know, come on, let's get back into the realm of reasonable. You know, as I just discussed on my product, the feedback I got was it needs more oomph to blow people away. The reality is the more oomph a product has, usually the more cortisol it releases. So while I will be reformulating to meet market expectations, understand the balance, right? There's going to be more oomph, just never as much as some of these other products for that and other reasons. If it sits on the shelf for that reason, well, you know, I guess I wouldn't be surprised. But in the interim, I would like all of you to hold your pre-workout to a higher standard. If it contains loads of caffeine plus creatine, or stronger stims like DMAA or DMHA, which is DMAA's little brother, if it contains those sort of things and nitric oxide enhancers, ditch it. It's working against you. You know, it's not doing you any favors. So, in sum, over the past 26 years, I think we've gone backwards, and I'm looking to do better for people in a big, big way. So that's my two CCs. I don't know. Are you using any pre-workout, Stim?
No, I'm lying. I do. I use matcha tea. Elisa buys matcha tea in a powdered form over at Trader Joe's. It's organic. Oh, no, she buys it at Vitacost. It's organic. It's very inexpensive. I take a scoop of it and throw it in my mouth a half hour before I go to the gym, and it stimulates me. I've really backed off of caffeine. I'm not drinking coffee anymore because it's disruptive to my stomach, and that's part of my whole autoimmune thing that's going on, so I can't keep poisoning myself. And so as a result, I've backed off of caffeine. I don't think I've had a five-hour energy in a month. But the matcha tea does it for me. That if you want to call that a pre-workout, that's it. And I have a good meal. I have a really good – I have a really good oatmeal with some raisins and cinnamon and ginger, and I have two servings, so it's like 26 grams of protein of cottage cheese, and I sprinkle some colostrum on it and whip that up, and that's it. And I feel good when I get to the gym.
You just said it. You had a good meal. Whether you're using solid foods or functional, I'll call them functional carbohydrates and proteins, get those alongside these, if you insist on taking these stem products, because the stark reality is, yes, they allow you to train harder, but in 90% of the cases, they're just digging these kids into a bigger hole.
Yeah. And plus, if you think you have to depend, think about it. If you think you have to depend on a pre-workout to get to the gym and work hard, you got a problem. Yeah. You know what? The whole idea behind training is exploring your own personal capacity.
Right.
And if you think, oh, I ran out of my pre-workout, I can't train today, you're missing out. You really are.
And there's a lot of people that fall into that bucket.
Hey, Rob, Merry Christmas, brother.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
You and Nicholas and Jen, I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas.
You too, man.
Talk to you soon, brother. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Jigsaw Health. Very interesting company with some really unique products that we need to talk more about. Stay tuned.
Thank you. dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more. You can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Don't try to act like you don't know who we be, nigga. Welcome back. We in the club all the time. You know, I've talked about electrolytes on this show for a long time. And in fact, I even thought about producing my own electrolyte supplement. That was until I found a company that was actually doing everything that I wanted to do. And quite frankly, doing it much better. And that's Jigsaw Health. And the founder of the company, Pat Sullivan, is with us. How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing well, and you?
Pleasure, and doing great. And I'm sincere with what I just said. I actually had it in my mind to come up with an electrolyte supplement because so many people in my audience drink. We strive to drink a gallon of water a day. And the reality is we're not leveraging that gallon of water by not adding electrolytes to it. And the reality is that electrolytes are so underestimated and so important to health, to performance, to so many things, that it's really a very, very necessary supplement that is never talked about. And then I find Jigsaw Health, and I've got to ask you, how did you get started? What made you even interested in this? What's your story?
Well, I, like most everybody else, was in a constant state of dehydration, you know, and it was, you know, obviously subclinical, but I knew I didn't drink enough water. And it was the fact that water didn't taste like anything, and it was just inconvenient. In addition, I'm a golfer, and most often I walk, and afterwards I would be very sore, and I happened onto an article that talked about dehydration and soreness and decided I was going to do something about my dehydration. So I started drinking water, and that was okay. And then I looked up all the various electrolyte products that were out there, and I started trying them and actually started mixing them with one another because there were things in one that I wanted that wasn't in the other one. And I had this concoction that tasted really awful, but it gave my body what I needed. And I noticed I no longer got sore after playing golf. So to me, that was the motivation.
So this is really interesting because when I looked at producing my own electrolyte product, that's exactly what I saw. I saw some that did this well, some that did that well, but I saw none of them that added any of the bicarbonates. And this is a big deal because you have that in your blend. And the reason, you know, there's a lot of emerging research right now that we're trying to get the scientists on the show. But they're yet to come on because they don't want to make a big deal about this until there's more research. But there is a lot of emerging research out there that shows that just adding bicarbonate to your intake can completely blunt some of the damaging effects to the body from aging. Something this simple. And here's how I feel about these types of things. We have people out there that are saying, oh, you need to take calcium. Doctors are telling people that. We have people out there saying, oh, you need to take magnesium. There's magnesium advocacy groups out there that are saying, look, we don't get enough magnesium. Now potassium is coming into the discussion because we're finding out that sodium doesn't cause the problems that we think it does when there's adequate potassium in the diet. Then in the meantime, sodium is being demonized and people are avoiding it. Sodium is so important. And I keep saying, look, folks, this idea, take more magnesium, take more calcium. You got to take it all. These things work together. They create the electrical charges in our body. They create the way lymphatic fluids travel in and out of cells. You need them all. If you're low in one, you're probably low in all. And just replacing one is just going to cause an imbalance in others. Take them all. Then I find your product. I'm like, everything is in here. This is brilliant.
Well, I appreciate that, and you're absolutely right. You know, so many supplements, so many vitamins, minerals are all synergistic. As you say, they all have to be there. That's why I was mixing things to get, you know, to get them all. And so when we had the opportunity to make our own, we naturally put all of the minerals and even some B vitamins that are cofactors for utilization of minerals in one convenient, really great tasting electrolyte. And it replaced, for me, it replaced actually four things that I threw into water, all with slightly different flavors. And it's far more convenient. The other thing is that I've read numerous articles that drinking plain water, especially distilled or RO water actually removes minerals.
Right.
So drinking a lot of water actually is a negative because it washes out much of the minerals. So you need to make sure that it's kind of water-like nature used to make it.
Right. But I mean, when you drink water from a stream, it's loaded with minerals from the bed of the stream that it's been filtered through and the rock that it's been filtered through.
Yes.
It's not devoid of all that stuff. And when you go to Europe and they serve you mineral water, it's mineral water. It's not club soda like we have here in the United States, which is just filtered tap water with carbon dioxide added to it. It actually has sodium, potassium, chloride, magnesium, phosphorus. It's got everything in it. It's mineral water. It comes from the same type of streams, but it's naturally carbonated because Mother Nature has a way of carbonating things as well. You know, the interesting thing that I use your Electrolyte Supreme, which, by the way, is flavored with natural lemon, just natural lemon, and a little bit of stevia. And its stuff tastes delicious, but it's not too strong. So if you want it to taste like a flavored drink, you put that one packet into maybe a half liter of water, and you feel like you're drinking something that's tasty. But I put two packets into a gallon of water, and it's negligible the way it alters the taste, and I drink that. And then I think to myself, instead of my gallon of water helping to flush minerals out of my body, I'm replacing the minerals with the water. I mean, that's why I think it's a brilliant product, because if you're drinking a lot of water, you need to add electrolytes to your water so that you're not just constantly flushing it out. You're giving the body something that it can use as well.
Absolutely true. And, you know, a lot of, or I should say some of the electrolyte products, you know, have a lot of sugar in them as well, which, you know, none of us need a blast of sugar for the most part. So being sugar-free, it allows me to just drink water throughout the day like, you know, like we ought to.
Right.
And another problem is that we get older, our thirst warning, you know, just doesn't work as well as it does when we're younger. So, you know, having the habit of doing it and also that it tastes good, you know, it helps those of us who are getting older. And that kind of happens to be all of us, doesn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm living through that right now. I'm not happy about it. I have to be honest with you.
Well, it beats the alternative, though.
Yeah, I know. You're right. I'm being facetious. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk more about the company. And also, you guys have the coolest social media stuff that I've ever seen. It's always new. It's always fresh. It's always fun to watch. And I want to ask you some questions about that, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
By the way, for those of you listening to the show, if you go to superhumanradio.com, there is a banner ad, several of them actually, where you can save 10% off your order of any of the products offered by Jigsaw Health. But especially take advantage of the Electrolyte Supreme that I am using, that Elisa is using. You just put it in your water and forget about it. You're doing good things. And I'm going to talk about strength and electrolytes when we come back as well. Stay tuned. Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes, because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely.
That's why I both use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops could improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking to Pat Sullivan, founder of Jigsaw Health. And really, this is a staple. You know, there's lots of sexy supplements out there that come and go, and we all jump on the bandwagon. But this is a real staple item, and I'm going to tell you why, and then we're going to talk more about the company itself. So for the past 11 years, we have talked about the use and the effects of hormones on strength, whether it be HRT or performance-enhancing drugs like anabolic steroids. One of the things that is clear is the way anabolic steroids improve strength is by amplifying the calcium, magnesium, sodium, and potassium channels in muscle fibers. That's how they make you stronger. They don't make you stronger because they're androgens and they make you more aggressive. They improve contractile force of muscle because of their manipulation and amplification of electrolytes. Now think about that for a second. For those of you out there who think, well, I'm on this starvation diet right now, and I'm probably not getting all the electrolytes I need. How strong are you going to be? You want to go to the gym and you want to hit PRs? You better be supplementing with electrolytes, because if you're sweating a lot, you're dripping them out of your body. If you're drinking a lot of water, you're flushing them out of your body. So you need to. And I'm going to tell you something right now, and I'll go on the record. I'll stand to be corrected. I'll be wrong. I'm telling the audience this. You start using a product like Electrolyte Supreme, for 30 days, and you tell me if you don't notice your strength goes up. Just from that minor modification of adding back in some electrolytes that you are losing, that you don't see more contractile force in muscles. It stands to reason, because that's how an anabolic steroid works. That's how it makes you stronger. It modulates, it modifies, and it amplifies electrolyte channels responsible for contractile force. So don't think that electrolytes aren't sexy. They're as sexy as hell if you're interested in performing better, if you're a CrossFitter. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox. Pat, I can ramble sometimes, so I apologize for that.
No worries.
So let's talk about your social media effort. You've got some of the coolest social media videos going I've ever seen on Facebook. Is that an in-house effort? Who does those?
It is totally in-house. My son, Patrick, whom you've talked to, runs the company, and recently he joked that we actually are an entertainment company that happens to sell supplements. And I laughed, and there's some truth to it. And both Patrick and I are very, very tech aware. I've been in the tech business for almost 30 years. And few people in business recognize today that the number one marketing technique that works today is content marketing.
Yeah.
Things like videos and blogs and information that you put out that isn't necessarily directly related to the product that you're selling. And Patrick and his whole crew has become very, very good at doing it. And, you know, they put out a video every Friday called Funny Friday. And I think we're now up to our first 20. But, you know, if you think about the work that goes into producing a video of the quality that we do once every week, you know, it's pretty much of a challenge. But the returns to us as a company, both in terms of building a brand that people view as fun and informative and just, you know, something that you look forward to. It's just amazing. Some of our videos have been watched 10 or 20, 30, 40,000 times. So it is important to our business, but Patrick and his team, they just love doing it. And so it's worked extremely well. And like I say, most companies don't recognize the power of content marketing.
The one that's going around right now, where the girl is singing a Christmas song, I don't remember what the. I mean, that was done in one take. I realize it because at the very, very end, you hear somebody go, "We got it!" Like the whole thing was done in one take, and it's priceless. It's amazing. I mean, kudos, and I got to believe that people are responding very well to these videos. And there's always a new one every week, and they're so much fun to watch. So how long ago did you start Jigsaw?
Jigsaw has been around 11 years, so we started it quite some time ago.
Yeah, 2005, like we did. And so, you have quite a variety of products. Now, I like the Electrolyte Supreme because I'm looking for something that has a broad range of electrolytes, but that isn't heavy in anything because I'm just using it to supplement my water. But you've really gained a lot of appeal for people who supplement with magnesium because you have a very superior magnesium product, right?
That is correct. It turned out to be, when we started, the number one product that we sold. And when we first started, we had almost 100 different products. And today we have, a little over 20. So we just gradually focus more and more on the things that we do very differently than most supplements. And magnesium turns out to be a product that we formulated in a way that just is very different than anyone else has thought to do. And it actually surprises me that no other company seems to show much of an interest in knocking off what we're doing, but it is by far the number one product. Many people consider us the leading manufacturer of magnesium supplements in a sustained release formula.
So what exactly makes yours unique? The sustained release, or there's something else about it that makes it unique?
Well, it's everything in total. The sustained release is very, very important because magnesium is a laxative. You can go to the grocery store.
Yeah, you take too much of it.
Magnesium,
right.
And it's going to solve your problem.
Right.
Well, people find out from reading that they're deficient in magnesium, and most people are. Even the government says around 80% of people are deficient in magnesium. So they rush out and they buy a magnesium supplement, and they take their first couple of pills.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, they're sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, and they're not going to do that again.
Right. In addition, we mix the. It's a very special form of magnesium called magnesium dimagnesium malate from Albion. And the malic acid that it is combined with or bound with, it breaks up, releasing the magnesium. But the malic acid is actually a very important factor in the production of energy in what is called the Krebs cycle, in the production of ATP. So malic acid is also an active ingredient. And then finally, we take the three B vitamins that are always found with reactions having to do with either magnesium or malic acid, and we put those in there, not just in the normal form, but we use the active form of each ingredient. Instead of B6, for instance, is pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which the body takes pyridoxine that's in our food, and it converts it in the liver to P5P. And people with chronic conditions or sub-optimal conditions, true with aging, they don't do as good a job of converting pyridoxine to P5P. So we take that whole process out of the mix, and we give you the active forms of all three of those B vitamins, so the body doesn't have to convert them at all. So you get this jolt of the power of magnesium. And one factor, 78% of our orders every single month are repeat orders. Well, in the nutritional supplement business, that's crazy.
Right, right.
Typically, if 10, 20% of a company's orders are reorders, they're doing good. And yet, almost 80% of ours are a repeat, because people can feel the difference when they take our magnesium and when they don't.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of great things about the magnesium. In fact, there's a magnesium advocacy group on Facebook, and there's people there that have commented about your magnesium supplement. Again, there's a lot of great things at Jigsaw Health, and we're going to get more into it in the new year. We're going to be talking more about some of the science behind some of the products. But right now, I am in love with the Electrolyte Supreme, because I take two packets and throw it in my gallon of water, and I don't feel like my gallon of water is depleting me. It's actually contributing to electrolytes. And I need electrolytes. I sit in the sauna after every workout. I train 5-6 days a week. I sit in the sauna 5-6 days a week after I train. And then I drink a lot of water. So I do eat a good, well-rounded diet. And I do get a lot of electrolytes from my diet, nonetheless, minerals. But I want my water to contribute to that as well. And so I use the Electrolyte Supreme. And I think people in the audience should check it out. I would challenge you, if you are not supplementing with minerals right now, get the Electrolyte Supreme. Start off with one packet a day. You can go to two packs a day. You can go to three packs a day. I mean, whatever you feel is right for you for the extent of training you do and sweating you do. But see if you don't notice a change in your performance in the gym. And there's nothing else you can attribute it to. It's probably because your body needed more of these electrolytes to produce more force, muscular force. Because that is what causes muscles to contract, folks. It's the calcium, the calcium channel, magnesium, potassium, and sodium pumps that are going on inside your muscles that make them work. And if you don't think electrolytes are sexy, you're really missing out. Listen, Pat, I want to thank you so much for making time to come on the show, and I want to wish you and all the folks at Jigsaw Health a Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday.
The same to you, Carl, and it's a pleasure to be with you today.
Okay, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Very good. Right. Look forward to it.
Take care. Yeah, go to supiumradio.com and look for the Jigsaw Health banner ads. They're all over the website, especially in the very, very large skyscraper banner ad on the front page. Click it, get 10% off, check it out. You'll love it. Elisa and I love it. I will not drink water without electrolytes in it ever again, and I don't want sugar and crap in my water. That's why I use this product. If I was going to design a product, it would have been this product, and I thought, why make something that's already out there? So there you go. And that's it for today's show. It's a little short today, but this is the holiday season, and I want to thank everybody for listening today. We'll see you with more Superhuman Radio. Stay strong.